This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School for this Class 2A regional semifinal between the Hillsboro Hilltoppers and the Greenville Comets. Let's get the starter set first for the six-seeded Hillsboro Hilltoppers and head coach Joe Vanzo. Tonight, the Toppers roll with Drake Payton, a 6'2 senior. Caden White, a 5'11 senior. Alex Schreiber, a 6'2 senior. Peyton Tester, a 6'3 senior. And Jordan Gregg, a 6'4 junior. For Hillsboro, Hayden, White, Schreiber, Tester, and Gregg, Hillsboro beat Gillespie in the regional quarterfinal 68-51 to advance into this semifinal. For the third-seeded Greenville Comets, they had a bye into the semifinal round, so head coach Todd Cantrell and his club make their postseason debut here tonight, and Greenville will go with Drew Fry, a 5'10 junior, Brock Nelson, a 5'10 junior, Chad Stearns, a 6'2 junior, Christian Moss, a 5'11 senior, and Lucas Carlson, a 6'4 senior. For the Comets, it's Fry, Nelson, Stearns, Moss, and Carlson. The winner will face the Nashville Hornets for the 2A Staunton Regional Championship on Friday night. Coming up next here on FM 106, we will have the broadcast from the Nokomis 1A Regional between host Nokomis and Ramsey. That broadcast comes up next here on WSMI FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball for you tomorrow as the Illini will host Purdue live tomorrow night at 5 o'clock on WAOX 105.3. The Ox. The Southwestern Piasaw Birds have already advanced into a regional final. They will take on Trenton Westland in Wood River on Friday night. That is a broadcast we will have on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Our entire championship night for Friday, of course, will be determined on what happens here on this regional semifinal night. Hillsboro comes in 16-13, the 6 seed. Greenville 17-11, the 3 seed. The Comets will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the blue. Hillsboro will be in the road black uniforms tonight, trimmed in the orange and the white. Glad you're along for the ride here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Good officiating crew tonight. Denny Held, Alan Pogenpohl, and Dustin Tolbert. Jordan Gregg to jump for the Toppers. Carlson to jump for Greenville in this 2A regional semifinal from Staunton just about underway on your Wednesday night. As Denny Held steps to the center jump circle, he puts it in the air. Carlson and Gregg go, and here we go, underway. Tap controlled by the Toppers, and Payton will bring it into the front court. Man-to-man for Greenville as Schreiber out on the right wing. He will leave for White off to Payton, wearing the long sleeves under his road black jerseys tonight, along with the compression sleeves on both legs. Here's Schreiber left wing, leaves it for Payton. Drake, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Gregg now has it high post. Right back to Payton for three, left it short. Rebound tipped away from Moss by Payton, right to Tester, and Hillsboro can reset. Good job by Payton to react quickly there. He was able to just get enough of the deflection to get it away from Moss. Here's Payton on the attack. Kicks it out to Schreiber now on the left wing. Alex Schreiber leaves it for Caden White on the right wing. Checked there by Drew Fry. Leaves it for Gregg just inside the three-point line. Off to White. He works top of the key. He will hand to Payton now. 7 minutes for the opening quarter. In the corner to White. Caden triggers up the three. Off the heel, too strong. And on the rebound, we have a whistle and foul going on Hillsboro's Peyton Tester. He was locked there with Lucas Carlson, and he's whistled for his first foul. Fourth meeting of the year between Hillsboro and Greenville. No surprises here tonight. Tom Cantrell told me before the ball game, unofficially, him and his staff figured it up, 11 meetings in the last 3 years between the Kaskaskian Classic, the Litchfield Invitational, and then postseason meetings, plus the conference matchup. Stearns triggers from 18, no. Ball's kicked right back to him. He attacks and lays it up and in. There was bodies on the floor. The ball kicked right to Stearns, who attacked the rim on the right side. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. 2-0, Greenville leads. Into the hands of Caden White on the right wing. Gets a screen. Pulls up from 18. Off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Greenville. And Drew Fry. Racing into the front court, Fry. He will leave it now for Brock Nelson. On the left wing to Moss. In the corner to Carlson. Right back to Moss. Right side of the key to Stearns. Here's Moss. He'll fire the three ball. Left it a little short. And the rebound down to Tester for Hillsborough. 6 minutes, first quarter. Here's Drake Payton off to Schreiber in the left corner. Right back to Drake. Payton between the circles with the right hand bounce, pulls it back, resets the offense. White goes back door, reverse, layup is no good, rattled out, and the rebound down to Greenville. Beautiful set there, Caton just couldn't get it to go home. Here's Fry, picks up the dribble, dangerous pass tipped by Greg, but Carlson corrals for Greenville. Off to Moss in the left corner, into the hands of Brock Nelson, leaves it for Moss on the left wing. Moss dribbles across the head of the key to the right block, and he is fouled by Schreiber. Hillsborough's second team foul, first on Schreiber. Baseline out of bounds for the Comets. Hillsborough's brought a pretty nice crowd here tonight for this regional semifinal. Probably twice as many folks as Greenville's brought. 5 second count, Comets can't get it in bounds. Drew Fry was looking, couldn't find anybody. 5:24 for the first quarter. Greenville 2, Hillsborough nothing. It wouldn't be surprising to see the Comets to get off to a bit of a slow start here tonight. You'll see it a lot of times when a team is facing an opponent who's already played a regional game. Sometimes a team making their regional debut can get off to a bit of a slow start. Comets lead by 2, 3 minutes gone by first quarter. Here's Caden White, will leave for Payton. Drake Payton bounced it once, looking for the post to Tester. Payton on the right block, muscles it up, too strong, and the rebound down to the Comets. Into the front court with Fry. Long pass ahead, tipped by Schreiber. It'll stay with Greenville. 4:53 for the opening quarter. Nashville beat Staunton last night 47-30. Bulldogs had that down to a 5-point game midway through the third quarter with the basketball. But in the end, too much Nashville Hornets defense last night. Out front with Carlson for the Comets. On the right wing to Fry. Drew Fry will leave it for Nelson out near midcourt. Brock Nelson will work back left side. White stays right with him. Into the hands of Carlson, way out on the left wing. Right wing to Moss in the right corner to Fry. Checked by Payton, poked away by Payton. Fry gets it back. Now Schreiber knocks it loose, saves it in bounds. Picked up by Drake. Payton up and down for the easy deuce with the left hand finish. And we are tied at 2, 4:20 for the first quarter. Greenville's second turnover leads to Hillsborough's first bucket. Carlson out between the circles for the Comets. Oh, back door to Nelson. Very nice. Contested by Testo. The shot's no good. Rebound down to White for Hillsborough. Here comes Caden. Off to Drake looking for a Tester. Deflected out by Stearns. It'll stay with the Toppers. Substitution for Hillsborough. Keaton Pruitt, a 5'11 junior, will check in, replacing Alex Schreiber. And Pruitt will throw it in off the baseline. In the front court. Pruitt looking. He needs to get it in, and he did not. 5 second count. Hillsborough's first turnover. So both teams victimized by the 5 second count here with 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Fry leaves it off for Nelson into the hands of Moss. Here's Carlson. Long bounce pass to the right elbow to Stearns. Into the hands of Moss, back to Carlson. Left wing to Fry. On the right elbow to Stearns. Here's Nelson, dribble handoff, hit on the release. Free throws for Brock Nelson. The foul on Caden White, his first. He was late coming off that screen. And on the contest, he caught Nelson's arm. The 5'10 junior, Brock Nelson, to the free throw line. He'll get two tosses. First free throw, no good, rattled out. Stays tied at 2. With 3:42 for the first quarter. Brock's second free throw is pure. Comets lead 3-2. Here come the Toppers across the timeline with Payton. Left-hand dribble out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. He will work back between the circles. Gets a high screen from Gray. Going to pull up for a 3. Missed it short. And the rebound down to Stearns for Greenville. Off to Fry. Right back to Stearns. He's got a full head of steam down the lane. Gray cuts him off. Stearns fading away too strong. Rebound down to Payton. The outlet to Pruitt. Layup. He missed it. Rushed it just enough. And Greenville dodges one there. 3-2. Comets lead. 3:08 first quarter. On the left side of the key, Carlson will dribble across to the right wing. Into the hands of Moss. Pruitt went for the steal, didn't get it. Christian attacks. Awkward left-hand layup, no good. And the rebound down to Hillsborough. Here comes Pruitt for the Toppers. Keaton Pruitt will hand to Caden White. as Fry winds up on his backside. He's back to his feet now. Into the hands of Pruitt, right back to White. 2:45 first quarter. Caden White wanted to feed the post. It wasn't there. Fry knocks it loose and turns it over. Great hands from Drew Fry for Greenville. Here comes Christian Moss. He will kick it on the right wing to Brock Nelson. Skip pass left side to Carlson. Lucas, right elbow to Stearns. He will hand it off to Carlson. 2:25 for the opening quarter. Into the hands of Brock Nelson. In the left corner it goes to Drew Fry. Off to Christian Moss. Back to Stearns. Christian now, right side of the key. Little jab step off to Fry. In the corner it goes to Carlson. 2:10 for the opening quarter. A 3-2 Greenville lead. Nelson handles out front. Brock turns the corner, cut off. Kicks out to Carlson, right wing. Beyond the arc, he's looking for a passing lane. Now he'll put it on the floor, bring it across to the left side. Off to Nelson. Here's Moss in the right corner to Fry. He will spin baseline, cut off there. Lees for Stearns, 15-footer, no good. And the rebound down to Tester. A nice offensive possession for Greenville that time with the ball movement, but they come up with no points. Here's Payton in the left corner. 100 seconds opening quarter. 3-2 Comets lead. Fourth meeting of the year between the Toppers and Greenville. Caden out between the circles, off to Tester on the right wing. Payton Tester up top to Drake Payton. Payton on the left wing to White. Feeds the left block to Gregg. Dips his shoulder, middle end, puts it up and in. Nice move, Jordan Gregg. Power move, 4-3 Hillsboro. Minute 15, first quarter. Here's Stearns at the elbow. Lees for Drew Fry. He feeds the post down to Stearns in traffic. Chad Stearns now turns on Tester. Kicks out to Carlson for three. Got it. A high arcer is pure for Lucas Carlson. That thing almost brought rain with the arc. 6-4 Greenville. 53 seconds for the first quarter. Drake Payton will walk it into the front court for the Toppers. Man-to-man for Greenville as Tester has it right wing. Off to Jordan Gregg. Here's White off the screen, top of the key. He will attack left side, rises up, left it short, and the rebound down to Greenville. They can hold for the final shot. 35 seconds for the opening quarter. Fry will leave it for Carlson out at the volleyball spike line. He will get a high screen working right side on the baseline. Bounce pass out front to Fry. Right back to Carlson. 23 seconds for the first quarter. Left elbow feed to Stearns. Back to Fry. Hillsboro on their man-to-man defense with Payton pressuring Fry. Off to Stearns, 13 seconds for the quarter. He gets to the foul line, cut off by Tester. Into the hands of Carlson with eight. He'll fire the three, halfway down and kicked out. 4 seconds for the quarter. Gregg checks the clock with three. Turns the corner with two, lost it on the way up, and the layup is no good. He got around Carlson, but the ball slipped out of his hand as he rose for the layup. After one quarter, it is the Greenville Comets 6, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 4. You're listening to the Class 2A Regional Semifinal from Staunton on WSMI. Tim Mize back here inside Staunton High School after one quarter of this 2A Regional Semifinal. Greenville leading Hillsboro 6-4. More basketball yet to come tonight from the 1A Nokomis Regional as Nokomis takes on Pawnee. That broadcast comes up next here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. Greenville ball to start the second quarter as Fry will leave it off for Carlson. Into the hands of Moss on the left wing. Christian Moss, nice backdoor pass to Carlson. Good defense by Schreiber. Kicks out to Fry for three, left it short. Rebound down to Payton in the heart of the lane. Drake, no look pass down to Landon Carroll, who checked in at the quarter, and Carroll is fouled. He has free throws coming. Carroll on the floor with Tester, Schreiber, Payton, and Pruitt. The Comets have Stearns, Carlson, Nelson, Moss, and Fry. The foul went on Christian Moss. Free throw for Carroll is no good, too strong. A two-point lead for the Comets as Landon Carroll, the 6-foot junior, gets his second free throw. Got that one. Pure. Cuts the Greenville lead in half down to 1, 6-5. 7:35 for the first half. Here's Fry. Long bounce pass down to the block to Stearns. Good defense by Tester. Straight up. Better offense that time from Chad Stearns. He has four. Really utilized the pivot very nicely there. Took his time as well. Did not rush it. Bad pass from Schreiber. Somehow found its way all the way through the lane into the hands of Pruitt. Each club turned it over just twice in the opening quarter. As Payton tells Pruitt to come and get the basketball. Keaton Pruitt will set the offense for the Toppers. On the left wing it goes now to Payton. Drake hollers out a play. He wants some motion. Gets a screen from Tester, works the other way, pulls up for three, got it. Drake Payton, nope, long two, toe in the line for Drake, says Denny Held. Four for Payton. It's an 8-7 Greenville lead, 6:50 for the first half. Carlson gets a high screen, comes across the head of the key. Bounce pass off to Moss, into the hands of Fry. On the left wing to Nelson, finds a slashing Moss, left block, raises up. Oh, he missed it. Good defense in there by Carroll. Here comes Payton. He's going to pull up from 18, knock it down. Drake Payton, he has six. Hillsboro has the lead, 9-8, 6:25 for the first half. That ball is knocked loose, almost saved by Nelson, but picked up eventually by Payton. Kicks in the corner. Pruitt, 4-3, halfway down and out. Offensive rebound to Tester, kicks to Schreiber, the putback is good. Alex's first bucket, 11-8 Hillsboro, 6:05 for the first half. Toppers on a mini run. Tester, denial, jars it loose. Fourth Greenville turnover. Here comes Pruitt behind his back. Kicks to Payton for three. Got it. And Greenville needs a timeout. 5:53 for the first half. The Topper fans rise. Hillsboro 14, Greenville 8. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. It's a 9-0 run for the Toppers as they have taken a 14-8 lead, 5:45 for the first half. Greenville comes into the front court with Fry. Isaac Green, a 5'11 sophomore, is checked in for the Comets. Also, Hunter Gray, a 6'3 junior, onto the floor for Greenville. Up top with Nelson, cut off by White. He will attack, left-hand finish is good for Brock Nelson. Good, strong take that time for Nelson. And that ends the Hillsboro spurt. 14-10 Toppers, 5:25 for the first half. Caden White, now between the circles, leaves for Schreiber. He will hand to Payton. Drake will hand it off to Caden White. On the right wing, in the corner, it goes to Payton. Bad pass, looking for Tester on the block, threw it away. Greenville into the open floor with Stearns, knocked away by White, but fouled by Caden, and that'll be Caden White's second personal foul with 5:08 to play in the first half. That'll get Keaton Pruitt off the Hillsboro bench and to the table. Jordan Gregg will also check in for the Toppers. White will sit along with Landon Carroll. Baseline out of bounds for Greenville. They will line everybody up along the baseline. Stearns to trigger in. He'll lob it out to Fry, who retreats beyond the three-point line. Left side of the key, Drew Fry works right side, gets past Payton, fades up, missed it as Drake made him fade away. Made that a tough shot. Rebound down to the Toppers. Long outlet from Payton to Pruitt. Layup is good with the English. Keaton Pruitt's first bucket, well contested by Greenville. 16-10, Toppers lead. 4:45 for the first half. Out front with Green. In the corner it goes to Stearns. Off to Isaac Green. He gets to the right baseline, cut off. Kicks it out to Stearns. He will attack middle of the lane into the hands of Fry. Off to Gray. Nelson attacks, contested, and he missed it. Rebound to the floor. We're going to get a foul on Payton Tester as he grabbed Brock Nelson going for that loose ball. That'll be Tester's second, team's fifth. Landon Keller right back to the table. He's going to check in and replace, I believe, probably Tester. Yes. 4:27 for the first half. Brock Nelson will throw in on the baseline. Gets it out to a safety valve Fry. Finds Stearns in the heart of the lane. A tackle blocked by Gregg. Picked up by Schreiber. Outlet to Payton. Now Drake will slow it up. In the right corner, Pruitt wants the three ball. Hit on the release. Counted on the foul. A chance for the four-point play for Keaton Pruitt. Drills the triple, hit on the release, and he's got a free throw coming with 4:15 to play in the first half. And it'll be for a 10-point lead. The 5'11 junior, big shot there. Brock Nelson having a conversation with Alvin Polkenpohl, trying to get one of his questions answered. Pruitt for the four-point play. He got it. He got it. The four-point play for Keaton Pruitt. Just like that, Hillsboro doubling up Greenville 20-10. We approach the halfway point of the second quarter. Fry on the attack, cut off nicely by Payton. His outlet almost stolen, eventually found its way to Hunter Gray. The Hillsboro defense has been very good in recovery here tonight. Nelson triggers a three ball, too strong. Rebound tipped around. Good board for Stearns. A foul on Drake Payton. That was a great hustle rebound from Chad Stearns. He was able to outwork Drake Payton that time, got the initial position, and never relinquished it. The times when Greenville's been able to turn the corner, Hillsborough's help defense has been there to shut it off. And then they've really contested the passing lanes on the kick-out passes. Greenville ball on the baseline in the front court. Fry gets it off to Moss, left side of the key. He attacks right side, and he traveled. More good defense for Hillsborough, and Alex Schreiber. Stride for stride with Moss. Fifth Greenville turnover. 3 minutes, 40 seconds, first half. Here comes Payton across the timeline. Up top to Alex Schreiber. Schreiber holding top of the key. Now he'll put it on the floor. Finds Payton left wing. Drake lines it up and knocks it down. Drake Payton feeling it. He has a dozen. It's 23-10 Toppers. In the right corner with Brandon Hamill, who's checked in. Down to Stearns. Oh, he comes down hard and lands. Might have hit his head first. He was up in the air and got his legs taken out, and he came down almost back and head first and crashed down hard. Did Chad Stearns. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully the young man is okay. That was a very scary situation here at Staunton High School. 3:16 for the first half as Stearns was totally defenseless in the air. There was nothing malicious there on Hillsborough's part. Just he got his legs taken out, and he had no way to protect himself as he was falling to the floor. He is still down, laying on his back, being tended to by the Greenville staff. We will step aside from Staunton High School. Hillsborough leading Greenville 23-12, 3:16 for the first half. We'll come back to Staunton following these messages on WSMI. Chad Stearns able to walk off the floor, and that is certainly something that is taken a lot more seriously now than it was just even a couple years ago. But you like to see all the precautions taken when a young man hits his head off the floor like Chad Stearns does, and he's to the bench, but you can tell he is in some pain right now. He's taking some water, sitting at the end of the bench. We'll see if he returns. I don't know. Thankfully, he was able to get off the floor under his own power. The foul went on Schreiber. The free throw is shot by Nelson, and then he puts it home. So 4 points for Brock Nelson, the second personal on Alex Schreiber. And Stearns was high up in the air and just had no way to protect himself. He couldn't get his hands or his feet down to soften that landing at all. Into the hands of White now for the Toppers. Nice little spin move, but it rattles out. Rebound down to Pruitt for Hillsborough. 23-13, Toppers lead, 2:50 for the first half of play. Here's Caden White. Brings it across the head of the key off to Drake Payton. He's going to line up for three. Got it again. Drake Payton's third triple in a row. He has 15 points in the half. 26-13 Hillsborough. Now Hamill almost threw it away, but Fry tracks it down over on the left wing. Into the hands of Hamill, left side of the key. Brandon Hamill to the foul line. Kicks it back to Nelson now. He splits the double, rises from 15, no, and the rebound down to Caden White. A lot of one and done for Greenville here in the first half. 2:10 for the second quarter. A 13-point lead for the Toppers. Greenville led by two after one. Here's Pruitt, left side of the key. He will leave it for Drake Payton. All of a sudden, Drake Payton has outscored Greenville himself, 15-13. Got 13 points in the quarter by himself. Looking for 16, left that one short. Rebound though to Jordan Gregg. Little ball fake, part of the lane, had it stripped away, gets it back in a reach in on Christian Moss. That'll be Christian's second, team's third, with 103 seconds to play in the first half. In the front court on the baseline, Pruitt gets it out front to Drake Payton, right back to Keaton Pruitt. He wants to attack, gets to the foul line, pulls up. Yes, Keaton Pruitt, nice move. He has 8 first half points, a 15-point lead for Hillsborough, 28-13, 90 seconds for the first half. Here's Carlson handling on the right wing. dominating second quarter here from Hillsborough in the fourth meeting of the year between the Toppers and the Comets. Here's Carlson on the left wing, out front to Moss, 70 seconds for the first half. Fry in the corner, finds Moss on the curl, lays it up and in. First bucket for Christian Moss. Greenville's ran some good offense tonight in terms of the ball movement, getting it side to side, in and out. They have just not been able to finish. Pruitt pulls up from 15, high off the heel, hits the rim a second time, kicks off, rebound down to Greenville. Fry ahead to Moss. All the way to the rim, and did he travel? Yes. He tried that big Euro step, but got called for traveling. Sixth Greenville turnover. 50 seconds for the first half of play. Winner to the regional championship on Friday night, where Nashville awaits. The Hornets beat Staunton last night, 47-30. Payton leaves it for Pruitt in the right corner. Off to White. Had it knocked loose by Fry. Fry with a headlong dive. Now White to the floor. He will save it to Landon Carroll. Off to Payton in the left corner. Across the floor to Caden White. Back to Payton, left wing, lines it up. This one off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Brock Nelson for the Comets. 18 seconds for the half. Here comes Drew Fry, right at Greg, puts it up, no. Good defense by Greg. Offensive rebound to Carlson and a foul by Payton. That's his second. That was a bit of a silly one. Puts Hillsborough over the limit. Bonus free throws for the Comets. As now for Hillsborough, two fouls each on Payton, White, Schreiber, and Tester. At the free throw line, Lucas Carlson, the 6'4 senior. Peyton Tester back on the floor for the Toppers, replacing Carroll. 12.2 seconds for the first half. Hillsborough leads 28-15. The lefty Carlson, one in bonus, missed the front end, and the rebound down to Jordan Gregg for Hillsborough. Into the hands of Peyton. 6 seconds for the half, comes into the front court. Drake working between his legs on Moss. Pull up, 18-footer, yes! Oh, Drake Payton, that's filthy. 17 for Payton, right in Moss's eye. And after two quarters, it is Hillsborough 30, Greenville 15. We'll come back with the third quarter of this 2A regional semifinal from Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Staunton as Hillsborough exploded in the second quarter, outscored the Comets 26-9 as they turned a two-point deficit after one into a 15-point halftime lead. Drake Payton, 17 in the half, 15 in the second quarter as he outscored Greenville by himself in the first half. Alex Schreiber had eight. Check that. Keaton Pruitt had eight. Alex Schreiber had two. Landon Carroll had one. Hillsborough hit five threes all in the second quarter. They were 2 of 3 from the foul line in the first half. Quarters of 4 and 26. Greenville with quarters of 6 and 9 in the first half. They were 2 of 4 from the foul line. Hit 1 3 ball in that opening quarter. Chad Stearns led the way with 6. He took a nasty fall, though, at the end of that first half, and he is not on the floor to start the third quarter. Brock Nelson had 4. Lucas Carlson with 3. Christian Moss had 2 for the Comets as Hillsborough gets the ball to start the second half, leading 30-15. Comets turned it over 6 times in the half. Hillsborough just 3 as White tried to pass through the legs of the Comets. It got through the legs, but then it was picked off on the baseline. Here comes Greenville. Moss, Carlson, Hunter Gray gets the start in the second half, replacing Stearns. Also on the floor, Fry and Nelson. Hillsborough has Payton, White, Tester, Gregg, and Schreiber. Nelson turns the corner, blocked by Gregg, but he got him with the body. He did. His first, team's first of the half. Nelson lost it on the way up, and as he was regaining control to complete the shot, Gregg bodied him up. That was an easy call. 7:26 for the third quarter. What a difference a quarter makes for Hillsborough as Nelson knocks down the free throw. He now has 5. After just 4 points in the opening quarter, they explode for 26 in the second as Nelson knocks home both tosses. Brock now has 6 points, and Greenville will show a little man-to-man full court denial. In it goes to Payton. It'll be man-to-man pressure as Moss stays with Drake. Now they will come with a double team. Payton picks up the bounce in the backcourt, gets it off to Schreiber. Alex Schreiber traveled. Yep. Fifth Hillsborough turnover as they've turned it over their first two possessions here of the half. Schreiber's initial pass was not there, and when he went to reload, he shuffled the feet. Chad Stearns emerges from the Greenville locker room. He's got an ice wrap around his lower back. He hit the floor hard in that first half. Might have even hit his head off the floor. That's what it looked like initially. But he's got a big bag of ice on his lower back, and he does not have the look of a young man who will be playing any more basketball tonight. Here's Moss working left wing. Into the hands of Fry on the left block to Gray. Kicks out to Fry. Back to Moss. Checked by Schreiber. Right side of the key to Gray. Hand off to Fry. Drew Fry attacks. Offensive on Drew Fry. That'll be the seventh Greenville turnover. The first personal on Drew Fry in the first foul of the second half. That was Jordan Gray who slid over and took the charge. He just does so many things well. We haven't seen it tonight. We saw it a lot the other night as a foul on Fry in the backcourt on Payton. It'll be Fry's second. But the other night, Jordan Gregg was throwing outlet passes 75 feet over his head right on the money. Of course, he's had a really good athletic career overall. Really done some nice things in the football field in the fall for the Toppers. And he's just a junior, so he'll be back next year. Here's Payton, attacks across the floor to Schreiber, off to Gregg. Jordan thought about the 18-footer, kicks to Drake. Is he still hot? Nope, left that one short. And the rebound down to the Comets. A 13-point lead for Hillsborough. Fry hounded by Payton. White nearly came up with a steal. Now he does get it loose. Payton to the floor and gets it off to Jordan Gregg. Gregg now brings it into the front court, picks up the dribble. We'll find Payton, and Joe Vanza wants a timeout. 6:03 for the third quarter. Hillsborough 30, Greenville 17. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional Semifinal on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsborough has the basketball in the front court. Sideline trigger. Schreiber gets it in left corner to Caden White. Caden wants to feed the post to Tester. Payton has it left block. Tried to wrap around pass to Schreiber. Turned over. Third straight turnover for Hillsborough. Chance for Greenville to cut in. Fry traveled. Oh, he was wide open right side of the key. Passed on the three. He saw a lane to the basket. His eyes got wide, but he didn't get the ball on the floor quick enough. Fry's out. Hamill back in, the 5'7 senior for Greenville. Gregg will get it in to Drake Payton. Drake wearing the long black shirt under the road black jersey tonight. Wearing the compression sleeves on both legs, as is Payton Tester and Jordan Gregg. On the left wing with Schreiber. Alex Schreiber will get to the free throw line. Right elbow, had it poked away, got it back. Now he needs some assistance. Finds Gregg in the left corner. Back to Schreiber, top of the key. Alex Schreiber dumps it down to Tester. Tough catch for Payton, and he is fouled. That was a good athletic catch from Payton Tester as he kind of had to go over his shoulder in traffic and make that catch. The foul on Lucas Carlson is his first. Greenville's third of the half. Tester's free throw is short. Keaton Pruitt back for Hillsborough as Alex Schreiber will take a seat. Nashville gets the winner Friday night. And the winner onto the Westland sectional. Free throw is short. Tester missed a pair. And the rebound down to Greenville. 5:15, third quarter. Hamill, top of the key to Nelson, and Brock traveled. Good closeout from Keaton Pruitt, forced the shuffling of the feet. Ninth Greenville turnover. 5:05, third quarter. Hillsborough, number of turnovers here to start the second half. They led 30-15 at the break. It's 30-17 now. Nice high-low with Tester down to Gregg. Jordan rejected at the rim by Gray and is pulled down by the Comets. Here comes Hamill. He will leave it between the circles for Lucas Carlson. On the left wing to Christian Moss. High post to Gray, right back to Carlson. Here's Hamill. On the left wing it goes to Nelson. On the left block to Moss. Pump fake on Payton, straight up and in for Christian Moss. Nice bucket for Moss. He has four. Here's Payton right back with the answer off the right elbow. Drake Payton has 19 for the ball game. 32-19. Toppers lead. Greenville has the ball. Payton went for the steal, didn't get it. Moss lines up the three, missed it, and the rebound down to Tester for Hillsborough. Here comes Caden White. White crossing over, pulls up from the foul line. Yes, and the foul for Caden White. Hit on the release, he buried it, and he's got a free throw on the way as he wound up on the ground and as he was being helped to his feet. Keaton Pruitt came in, new age style, and acted like he was snapping a photo. 4:07 for the third quarter, 34-19. Hillsboro leading. Caden White for the old-fashioned three. Got it. Hillsboro has a four-point play tonight, and now a three-point play. Here's Moss on the left wing. 35-19, Toppers lead halfway through the third quarter. Moss brings it across the head of the key right side into the hands of Carlson. Back to Moss. Finds Fry underneath off the window. It's good. Toppers lost sight of Drew Fry that time. Good movement without the basketball. A two-touchdown lead for the Toppers. 35-21, 3:40 for the third quarter. Here's Pruitt, top of the key. Dribble handoff to Caden White. He thought about a deep triple. Instead, he leaves it off for Payton on the left wing. Drake works top of the key behind the back in the corner to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt between his legs works it out now on the right wing. Top of the key to White. Caden White pulls up on Fry. Tough shot halfway down and rattled out. Offensive rebound to Tester, and the Toppers can reset. White between the circles. 3:10 for the third quarter. Hillsboro leading 35-21. Left wing with Jordan Gregg. High above his head and surveys. Off to Pruitt between the circles. Into the hands of White on the right wing. Caden White, dribble drive, kicks to Gregg, baseline. Yes, Jordan Gregg. His second field goal, he has 4 points. 37-21 Toppers. They trailed 6-4 after one. In a 26-point second quarter, put him up 15 at the half. Here's Gray, high post, gets it off to Drew Fry. Pressure man-to-man from the Toppers. Fry turns the corner, cut off there. Left side of the key to Moss. In the right corner it goes to Carlson. Finding Moss on the curl. He will kick out to Gray. Foul line jumper, yes, for Hunter Gray. Hunter Gray's first bucket, and Todd Cantrell wants a timeout. 2:23 for the third quarter. Hillsboro 37, Greenville 23. This is the 2A Staunton Regional on WSMI. 2:23 for the third quarter. Hillsboro leading 37-23. They have the basketball in the hands of Drake Payton. In the backcourt with the left-hand dribble, working on Christian Moss. Spins the left elbow. Now he will pivot around and hand to Caden White. White on the curl, kicks to Pruitt. Nice head fake, one dribble, pulls up. Yes, for Keaton Pruitt. 10 for Pruitt. That was a beautiful move with the head fake and the one dribble pull-up. 39-23. After a slow first quarter offensively, Hillsboro has found their stroke as Fry gets all the way to the rim again. No one stopped the ball, and Drew Fry has 4 points. Long pass in the front court for the Toppers. Payton to White, off to Schreiber, and then Tester's on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be turnover number 7 on the Toppers. And White will get a breather as Landon Carroll back on the floor. And Isaac Hayes is out for Greenville as Brock Nelson returns for the Comets. 100 seconds to play, third quarter. A 14-point lead for Hillsboro. That ball is knocked loose from Nelson. Now he gets it back. He's going to be pushed and fouled by Payton. That'll be the third on Drake. 93 seconds for the third quarter. That's about the only thing that hasn't gone Payton's way tonight. He has 19 points after a 15-point explosion in the second quarter. So Payton will sit White right back on the floor. In it goes, right side of the key to Hunter Gray. He will hand to Carlson, turns the corner, cut off nicely by Schreiber. Carlson comes back with the right hand, no, and the rebound down to Tester. More good defense from Alex Schreiber and the Toppers. Here's Landon Carroll, no one picks him up. He'll pull up and knock it down for 15 feet off the left elbow. Landon's first field goal, he has 3 points. 41-25 Toppers, 70 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Christian Moss, crossing over, left-hand layup, good. Nice move for Moss, he has 6. Greenville, though, they need to string together stops. Trading buckets isn't going to do them much good now. Into the final minute of the third quarter. Here's Pruitt between the circles, on the right wing to Schreiber. And away from the ball, we have a whistle. It's a hold on Greenville. Looks like Nelson the guilty party. in for Brock. It'll be his second personal. Fifth team foul. Isaac Green will return, the 5'11 sophomore. And who's coming off? Hunter Gray. Chad Stearns now sitting at the very end of the Greenville bench with that ice bag around his back as White attacks. Oh, he missed the layup. Rebound down to Green. Stearns took that hard fall in the first half. Came right down on his back, maybe even hit his head off the floor. He was down for a little while. Moss for three, left it short. Rebound tapped back by Green, right to Fry. Nice play, Isaac Green. Into the hands of Nelson. He attacks high off the window. It's good for Brock Nelson. Eight for Nelson, four in the quarter. And it's 41-29 Hillsborough. Clock running 15 seconds for quarter number three. Here's Pruitt, bad pass, stolen by Fry. Drew Fry goes up and he's hammered by Jordan Gregg. As Fry goes crashing into the mats at the end of the floor, then good sportsmanship from White to help him to his feet. For Gregg, it'll be his second personal foul. 10.2 seconds for the quarter. The lead could be down to 10 as Tester and Payton wait at the scorer's table for Hillsborough. Drew Fry, a 5'10 junior, free throw is no good, rattled out. So Tester and Payton return, Carroll and Schreiber will sit. 10.2 seconds for the quarter. Fry's second free throw is good, rattles that one home. Five for Drew Fry. Substitutions for the Comets as Hamill and Hunter Gray back. Fry and Nelson out. 10.2 for the third quarter. Man-to-man, full court pressure, and it goes to Payton. He will work on Moss. 7 seconds into the front court with five. Payton crossed over. Oh, had a strip by Moss. Does he have time? He pulls up, 18, footer! No, that would have been a big momentum bucket if Greenville could have gotten it to go. Three quarters in the books. It is Hillsborough, 41, Greenville, 30. We'll come back with the money quarter from Staunton following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back inside Staunton High School. This regional semifinal has reached the fourth quarter. Hillsborough leading 41-30. Greenville won the third quarter 15-11. And the Comets get the basketball to start the money quarter. On the left wing with Moss. Oh, backdoor Hunter Gray wide open. Couldn't catch it. Cleanly falling out of bounds. Saves it to Moss, but that was an easy bucket. Missed for the Comets. As Moss got that steal at the end of the third quarter, and if he could have hit that 18-footer and made it a single-digit game, that would have been huge for Greenville. They had themselves right back in the ballgame, though. They were down 17 at one point in the third as Moss attacks and draws the foul. I say 17. I think it got to as much as 17. Certainly was 14, maybe 15. 7:31 for the ballgame. The foul on Schreiber is his third. Moss's free throw is good. Seven for Christian Moss. Greenville now 6 of 9 from the foul line for the game. Second free throw for Christian. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Tester for Hillsborough. Toppers have done a good job on the glass here tonight. Out front with Jordan Gregg. Bad pass off of Schreiber's foot. Picks it up just in front of the midcourt line. Now his pass to Tester, deflected out by Carlson. Greenville's defensive intensity has picked up here in the second half. Hamill will sit. Isaac Green back on the floor for the Comets. Todd Cantrell always looks so calm on that Comet sideline. He just stands, hands behind his back, watching intently. Here's Schreiber on the left wing. Spins away from trouble. Off to Tester. Stolen and fouled by Green. Todd Cantrell thought that was all ball. Now he's crouched down with his arms extended like, come on, I thought that was clean. It almost was. Sixth team foul, the first on Green. Green got the ball, but he also got a good portion of Tester's wrist. 7 minutes ball game. Greenville has the lead down to 10, 41-31. They trailed by 15 at the half. Here's Payton on the left wing working on Moss. Goes behind his back, works left side, gets the block, tied up, and it'll be off of Green out of bounds. Good defense there with the help from Isaac Green. Schreiber will throw in on the baseline for Hillsborough. Alex. Looking, still looking, gets it in the near corner to Peyton Tester. Now Tester, handoff to White. Peyton, underneath the rim, kicks it out, tipped away by Moss. It'll stay with the Toppers. That was a heads-up play from Peyton after Moss had tipped it. It was going out of bounds, and Drake elevated and almost reached up to try to corral it, but wisely pulled his arm down and let it go out of bounds. Schreiber will throw it in the backcourt to Drake Peyton. 6 minutes, 35 seconds for the ball game. 41-31 Hillsboro. Here's Peyton on the right side of the floor to Peyton Tester. Top of the key to Alex Schreiber. Peyton feeds the block to Greg. Drop step, rattles around and down. Nice soft touch for Jordan Greg. He has six, and the lead is a dozen for Hillsboro. Nelson, that is a deep three. No. And the rebound down to Greg, but we have a whistle and foul. They're going to get Greg on the push-off. That'll be number three on Jordan Greg with 6:11 to play in the game. Fifth team foul on the Toppers. Greg will sit. Keaton Pruitt returns for Hillsboro. Greenville ball on the baseline as Christian Moss will throw it in. Gets it off to Brock Nelson into the hands of Drew Fry. That is a deep three again. Nelson missed it again and Peyton up high for the rebound. Boy, he was just in front of the volleyball spike line when he triggered that. Peyton for three. Got it. Drake Peyton has 22 as he stepped into a rhythm triple. 46-31 Toppers. 5:45 for the ball game. Here's Carlson on the left wing. Will leave for Moss. Christian Moss crosses over and throws it away. Was looking for Fry in the left corner, but it was an errant pass. Green back for the Comets. Nelson will sit. 46-31. Hillsboro has the lead back up to 15. After the Comets had it down to 10 with the ball. Here's Peyton. Left-hand dribble, hands to White on the curl. Caden behind the back, creates space, pulls up and knocks down the 15-footer. Big-time shot. Caden White, he has five, 48-31. Now the lead is 17. 5:15 for the ball game. Nashville awaits Friday night. Here's Carlson, gets it off to Moss. Nashville beat Greenville earlier in the year in overtime at Greenville. Carlson attacks high off the window. It's good for Lucas Carlson. If the Comets are going to get a rematch, they're going to have to string together stops and get some buckets. They're down 15 points inside of 5 minutes for this regional semifinal. Drake Peyton off on the left wing to Caden White. Right wing now to Pruitt. Keaton gets past his defender, kicks to White. Caden, dribble drive, baseline, and he's fouled. Free throws for Caden White. Seventh team foul. Hillsboro will shoot the rest of the way. Toppers 3 of 6 for the ball game from the foul line. And White will be headed there for the second time. He's 1 out of 1. Free throw. Good. 6 for Caden. Makes it 49-33 Hillsboro. 4:41 for the ball game. Tester will sit as Jordan Greg returns for the Toppers. Free throw for White is good. Caden knocks down the pair. He has 7 for the game. 50-33 Hillsboro. Here's Brock Nelson way out on the right wing being guarded by Caden White. Nelson works off of a screen, gets to the left block, and it's a foul on the Toppers. That'll be their 6th team foul. And let's see if it's Greg. It's number 4. And it is number 4 on Jordan Greg. So Greg will head back to the bench. Peyton Tester barely had a time to get a drink of water. He returns to the floor. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. 50-33 Toppers. The second quarter, the difference right now. Hillsboro outscored Greenville 26-9 in the second quarter. Drake Peyton exploded for 15 points in that second quarter. Here is Christian Moss. Passed on the three, puts it on the floor to the right elbow, cut off. Leaves it for Carlson. Between the circles now to Nelson. Brock Nelson attacks, floats it up, missed it. Good defense in there by Caden White. Rebound down to the Toppers. Here's Pruitt in the left corner, off to Peyton, pulls up for three, got it again. Oh, Drake Peyton has 25, and it's a 20-point lead for the Toppers halfway through the money quarter. Oh, Peyton has felt it. all night long. He caught fire in that second quarter and hasn't really cooled down. Stolen by White. Caden up and down for the easy deuce. 9 for White. The lead is 22 for the Toppers. 3:40 for the ball game. What an impressive effort for Hillsboro here this evening. Brock Nelson pulls up, floats it over Tester, no, and the rebound down to Payton for Hillsboro. Here comes Drake. Long bounce pass in the right corner. Pruitt for three, left it short. Rebound down to Christian Moss, 3:20 ball game. 55-33 Hillsboro. Carlson, top of the key three, that is way short, it's an air ball, and Gray able to save it right under the rim. Down in the block to Carlson, floats it up, no, and the rebound down to Payton. 3 minutes for the game, 55-33 Hillsboro. Payton picked up his dribble out near midcourt, and we have a foul on the Comets. They were overplaying that passing lane there. Eighth team foul, one in bonus for the Toppers, and they will get Carlson on the personal, his third. It'll send Payton Tester to the free throw line. Payton tonight, no points. He's 0 for 2 at the stripe. Hillsboro has made 7 threes for the ball game. Payton has 5 of them. Free throw for Tester is no good. Boy, you can't hit much more iron than that and have it kick out. Hillsboro leads by 22, 55-33. Good ball in the dial from Tester, but it goes right back to Brock Nelson. Off to Carlson, right side of the key. Into the hands of Christian Moss. Greenville has not lost to a South Central team all year. Moss triggers a three, left it short. And they're in danger of breaking that streak here tonight. Fourth meeting of the year between Hillsboro and Greenville. They've alternated wins and losses through the first three. And if this final holds, that will be true here tonight. Greenville won the last meeting at Greenville without Drake Payton. Here's Schreiber on the left wing for the Toppers. Hands to Drake. Payton again left that one short. And the rebound down to Greenville and Drew Fry. 2 minutes for the ball game. Fry turns the corner. Fouled by Payton. Count it. And a free throw for Drew Fry. 7 for Fry. And he's got a free throw on the way. The foul on Payton is his fourth. You can see that Drake was timing that up. That would have been the perfect cherry on his sundae for the night if he could have finished it off with a big block. Carroll will replace Payton. Greg will check back in. He will replace Schreiber. What a big-time ball game tonight from Drake Payton. Going to finish with 25 points, and he really turned this game around with his sharp shooting in that second quarter. Had 15 points in the second quarter. 3 triples in quarter number 2. He will finish with 25 points tonight. Hillsboro outscored Greenville 26-9 in that second quarter. Free throw good for Fry. He has 8. He will check out, replaced by Brandon Hamill. The result not surprising. The margin perhaps a bit of a surprise. 55-36, and then Pruitt lost the handle. Dribble got high on him. 9th turnover on the Toppers. Nashville and Hillsboro on Friday night. We'll have the broadcast for you here on WSMI FM 106. We'll have our complete broadcast schedule set for you tomorrow morning. We'll have it by 7:30 with Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106. We know we'll be in Nokomis. We know we'll be in Staunton. We know we will be in Wood River for Southwestern. Down to Moss, off to Carlson. Here is Gray. Hamill for three, missed it strong. Rebound down to Hunter Gray. Kicks to Moss for three, got it. Christian Moss hits the three ball. He has 10. Going to be too little, too late for the Greenville Comets here tonight. With a minute 23 to play in the game, Payton going to check back in, replacing Carroll. 55-39, Hillsboro leading, and it goes to Drake Payton. Drake still wearing the ankle brace on his left ankle. He hurt that ankle back on the 20th of January against these Greenville Comets, then missed their matchup 6 days later at Greenville. He came back with a statement here tonight. Pruitt lost the handle, picked off by Moss. Christian Moss, left-hand layup. No, but he's fouled by Caden White. 58.8 seconds for the ball game. 10th Hillsboro turnover. And it will send Christian Moss to the free throw line. Moss has 10 points, the senior. Free throw is no good. Carlson and Green out, as checking in Will Harnacher, a 6'2 sophomore, and Ty Zobrist, the 5'5 senior. Free throw for Moss is off the mark, no good, and the rebound is out of bounds off of Tester. It'll stay with the Comets. Gate Bronze, a 6'2 junior, will check in for Greenville as Moss will head out. And Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 58 seconds for the ball game. Hillsboro 55, Greenville 39. This is the Class 2A Staunton Regional Semifinal on WSMI. Greenville ball on the baseline as they will lob it into Hamill. 55 seconds for the ball game. Hamill pulls up, left it short from 18, and the rebound down to Alex White for the Toppers. On the floor, Christian Hernandez. Nick Andre has checked in for Hillsboro. Also, Grant Hamby onto the floor as Hernandez will kick it out to Caden Lemon. 35 seconds for the ball game. Hillsboro going to play for the regional title for the second straight year. They lost to Westland last year as Hernandez has it knocked away, stolen away by Gray, and then a hard foul for Christian Hernandez sends Gray flying into the mat. 27.8 for the ball game. Dylan McCamick at the table. He's going to check in for the Toppers. As Hunter Gray gets up, flexing his right wrist. Free throw for Gray is no good, rattled out. Hernandez will check out, and McCamick will check in. Sam Barber going to come in for Greenville, replacing Hamill. Sam, a 6'1 junior. Second free throw for Hunter Gray is no good. He missed the pair. And the rebound down to Barber for the Comets. Off to Gray, attacks, and he is fouled on the floor. Two more free throws for Hunter Gray. And he's still grimacing, flexing that wrist. He came down hard after that foul from Hernandez. He continues to try to shake it out. Free throw is good. 3 points for Hunter Gray. Makes it 55-40. And he's still grimacing with that wrist. .9 for the game. Gray's second free throw, no good. Rebound down to Hillsboro and Grant Hamby. Leaves it off for Alex White. Alex, the 5'9 sophomore, 15 seconds for the ball game. Nashville and Hillsboro for the Staunton Regional Championship on Friday night. We'll have the broadcast here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll have a regional championship triple header on Friday night. We'll have our broadcast schedule set for you tomorrow morning by Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. We'll have all the scores for you at that time as well. Comets get it into Bronze. 4 seconds for the game. On the baseline to Grant McAuliffe, who's checked in. His jumper no good. And the Toppers have beaten Greenville 55-40. The second quarter of the difference, as the Toppers exploded for 26 points in the second quarter after being held to just 4 in the opening quarter. Hillsboro beats Greenville 55-40. The Toppers will face Nashville for the regional championship on Friday. We'll come back and wrap it up from Staunton following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro into the regional championship on Friday night. They have a date with the Nashville Hornets. We'll have the broadcast for you here on FM 106. Hillsboro trailed after one quarter 6-4, and then Drake Payton went off in the second quarter. He scored 15 of his 25 in the second, as Hillsboro outscored Greenville 26-9 in the second quarter, as they led 30-15 at the half. Comets won the third quarter 15-11, got it down to 11. Christian Moss got a steal at the end of the quarter, pulled up for an 18-footer at the buzzer, could have got it down to single digits. It would not go. Comets got it to 10, no closer than that in the money quarter as Hillsborough won the fourth quarter 14-10. Drake Payton finishes with 25 points tonight. He leads all scorers. He had five triples in the ball game. 10 points for Keaton Pruitt, 9 points for Caden White, 6 points for Jordan Gregg, 3 points for Landon Carroll, 2 points for Alex Schreiber. Hillsborough 5 of 8 from the free throw line. They hit 7 triples here tonight. Unofficially, I had Hillsborough for 10 turnovers. Unofficially, I had the Comets down for 11 turnovers in the ball game. They missed 9 foul shots this evening. They finished just 8 of 17 at the foul line. They were led in scoring by Christian Moss with 10, 8 points apiece for Drew Fry and Brock Nelson, 6 points for Chad Stearns, 5 points for Lucas Carlson, 3 points for Hunter Gray. And we certainly hope that Chad Stearns will be okay. He took a nasty spill late in that first half, and he came out in the second half with an ice pack on his lower back, and he did not return to the ball game. So we certainly hope that Chad Stearns will be okay moving forward. The Greenville Comets basketball season is done. They will wrap it up 17-12, their first loss to a South Central team all year after they were perfect in league play during the regular year. They fall to Hillsborough here in the regional semifinal. With the win, the Toppers move on. They improve to 17-13, and they will face Nashville in the regional final on Friday night here on FM 106. What a fun ball game here tonight. That second quarter really was something to behold as Drake Payton just caught fire, put the Toppers on his back, and he would not be denied here tonight as he leads Hillsborough over Greenville by the final of 55-40. Thanks to all the great people here at Staunton High School for their hospitality all week long. They're doing a wonderful job of hosting this 2A regional tournament. So Troy Redfern, Steve Moore, and all the staff here at Staunton, we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Your final one more time from Staunton. Hillsborough beats Greenville 55-40. They will play Nashville for the regional championship on Friday night. My name is Tim Mize. That is going to wrap our coverage here from Staunton. Stay tuned. Coming up next here on WSMI, we will have the broadcast of the 1A Nokomis Regional Semifinal between Nokomis and Ramsey. That broadcast with David Jenkins comes up next on WSMI.